Hey, it's Mastin. Welcome to the Mastin Kid Podcast. If you want to take your first step on your trauma-informed journey, come to claimyourpowerbook.com and get my book, Claim Your Power. There are a bunch of awesome free bonuses with that, including a 40-day coaching journey with me that will get you started on your trauma-informed path. Claimyourpowerbook.com. Enjoy. It's awesome. I put my heart and soul into it. And if you want to really start your journey to do your trauma work, claimyourpowerbook.com is the place to go to get my book, Claim Your Power, and to get a bunch of free bonuses, including free coaching with me for 40 days. Please enjoy today's episode. Hello.
How are you? I appreciate you, and thank you so much for all that you do for us and give us.
You're very welcome.
Really appreciate it. Yeah, so what I kind of wanted some support with, I'm in between doing lots of different programs with you, like SRB, LPA Plus, and LPA. And I just really wanted support consolidating some of that moving forward. So I don't know how long I've been working with you, a year and a half, I don't really know. And so I can map the progress, like my nervous system feels really different, my ability to be here more present. What resonated from me yesterday was when you were talking about having more options with a more flexible nervous system, and I can see that I have more, but I just would really like support and exploring where those blind spots or a bit of limitations are. So I'm doing less avoidance, I'm following through more, I'm feeling less overwhelmed, I put in a grievance at work, I feel less tired, where I feel there's not space or I've not taken up the space is that extra stuff about working more with clients that I'm paid for. So it's like, I feel like I'm taking up this much space, but I've actually created that much space. So it's getting into that extra, if that makes sense.
Yeah. How will you know when you're in the extra?
I kind of feel like, you know, when you, I'm scared of heights, and when I'm walking on the side of a rock, I can feel it, but I can't see it and I can't enjoy the view. So I'm aware of its existence. I just don't feel like I'm embodying it. So how I'd know when I was embodying it enjoyably would be instead of me feeling my back against the wall and kind of teeter-tottering like that, I'd just feel a relaxedness, like your new space.
Mm-hmm. My new space, what do you mean?
Because you're no longer with your Ivy scene.
I see. Yes, we changed it up. We changed it around. Yeah, we keep it up. So, okay, making more sense. So is there anything that you're relaxed about now that you used to be tense about?
I had an amazing time at Christmas. I went to stay with an ex with his family that I'd never met. I didn't do any hypervigilance. I didn't do any checking in. Even though his dad was drinking, there was no anxiety going up there. I'd seen my family the week before, and there was a little bit of sadness that I didn't get to spend time with my family and building that relationship. But it was very relaxed, even with his mom was doing some behaviors that were quite manipulative, and normally I could feel the reaction starting, but I was just very centered. So that nice. Feels massively different. And I wasn't even working. I noticed in certain areas that there's no longer a need to do my intentional implementations. They're just there.
Yep.
So like around people, I don't have to think, okay, when I'm activated, I'll. So those are just nice and smooth.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So it sounds like the process of being regulated in an environment like that used to be dysregulated was you became aware, you were stressed and tense about it. You had a process and a practice with co-regulation where then you did have a repetition of of implementation intentions. And if you don't know what that is, we'll get training on that, like basically right away. I think that'll, for people who are just joining, that'll really be a powerful training for you. And then you start to create new wiring in your nervous system around a very, what could be really triggering situation, right? So like, what I'd like to do, since we're, since you're in SRB also, is do you have any metacognition about how you did that? Meaning, are you aware of the steps?
Yeah. So from, I can't even remember which one I started, Rebel Practitioner, Claim Your Power, whatever it was.
I don't mean the course progression. I mean, are you aware of the, when you felt tense, and then what you did to now feel regulated? Does that make sense? Like that process, right? Are you aware of the steps you took to be able to shift into a more calm state around something that could, used to be more triggering?
So where I was is I used to get really overwhelmed and zone out. And so from each training or each call, I just took one thing and I worked on that. So first of all, for me, it was the somatic breathing and the butterfly staff. And then just I realized that, you know, when you're in LPA, the beginning of the videos, every time I zoned out and couldn't get back on, I just thought, listen to the intro video, that will get me started. So I started to take bits, and Team Mastin, oh my God, they have my heart. Team Mastin just made the difference. Their emailing and support, as well as you, but those emails from unseen people just filled holes in me that helped me so much. And so I began to even out, and then just hearing and what you were saying in Jenna of like sharpen the groups. And the massive shift in me, both of you said it, is that I don't have to hold space or responsibility. So Jenny in the background answering questions that I would normally be hypervigilant about. So all of that and my choice helped me to really massively regulate. So then just slow, just each time, and the finally finished course, and then also the just being present of the successes of doing modules, but in a way that it became enjoyable rather than pressure, good girl, just all the other stuff. So it was a lot of things, but it was taking one thing, just making that change and having the other bits and being present.
Yes. So take one thing, put it into smaller bits, being present, and bring it into coaching. Do you see that, those four things?
Yeah.
So that's how you do success.
Okay.
So it's important that you know that. Otherwise, it's kind of like, well, how did I get here? I don't really know. Yeah. And then if you have a recipe for success, we keep doing it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So now for the next level in business, same thing.
There's parts of me that are going, how? But that's good. They're communicating.
We just gave you the how.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because the how is break it into a small bit, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You have an awareness of how you do success, and then you can fit in a recipe that you've never made. You could fit in a social media post. You could fit in a romantic relationship. Whatever it is, just fits in.
Thank you. Part of me going, God, is it that easy?
Simple. It's that simple.
Yeah.
It is that simple. But it's not easy. I wish it was easy, but we're here to make the hard stuff simpler to do. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. And I can see the there's a major physiological change also. It's just beautiful to see, like, you look calmer, like you're glowing, like you just look, it's very, I mean, if you go back and watch video from you in the beginning, I think you'll see a difference. I think you're aging in reverse. Which is really cool, you know.
Yeah, it's nice to feel more as I used to feel. So it's really great. Thank you. And thank you for all you do. Thank you.
Hey, it's Mastin. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. And before we wrap up, if you found value in this, one of the best ways to get this trauma-informed information to the world, if that's something that you want to do and to be a part of, spreading the word, I would be so very grateful if you could leave a review on Apple or Spotify podcasts so that you can review this and hopefully it's a good review, but please leave an honest review. And especially if you want to leave a 5-star review, I would be super stoked on that. But of course, just make it honest. But my goal is to share more trauma-informed information with the world, and I need your help to spread this information, and reviews matter. So if you feel called to do that, we'd very much appreciate it. If you got value from this episode and from this podcast, we'd very much appreciate it. And thank you so much for hearing me out. And if you feel called, please leave a review on Apple or Spotify, and we'll see you in the next episode.